Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us once again as we look into the truth of God's Word together. We're over in the book of Romans. If you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn to Romans chapter 5. And that's where we will continue our study today, Romans chapter 5. We've been talking about the importance of God's Word, how vital it is that we as believers take advantage of the opportunities that we have to read the Word of God and to meditate upon it. We have a radio broadcast that reaches Asia, Africa, Australia, South America, and the Oceania over Transworld Radio. And we hear from many, many people in many different countries. We've heard from over 60 countries of the world, from people who hear the broadcast and who desire to have the Word of God. We mail out New Testaments, Bible correspondence courses, and other Christian literature, and we're amazed at the number of people who long to have a Bible of their own, who desire to even have a New Testament of their own. I remember one time we heard from an individual that we had sent a New Testament to, and they said that they had torn the New Testament apart because they had led someone to the Lord that did not have any Scripture, and so they gave them part of their New Testament. And they had given away several other parts of the New Testament as they had torn it apart in order to share it. And they were asking if we would send them another New Testament. Oh, beloved, we have several Bibles probably laying around our homes that perhaps are never opened. Maybe just on Sunday, if you go to church at all, why, you take your Bible with you, or maybe you don't take it at all because now it may be, you may be going to a church that has a screen and they put the Scripture up on the screen, and so you don't even take your Bible with you. Beloved, do you not realize how important God's Word is? God magnifies His Word above His name, He tells us. God's Word is the spiritual food for our spirit that will help us grow. God's Word is our weapon to use against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and the demons of Satan. God's Word, obeying it, reading it, memorizing it, will keep us from sin. And it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And God's Word will set you free, beloved. It will set you free from the bondage and control and dominion of sin. It teaches us about the living Word who delivers from sin and liberates us from the bondage of sin. And that's what we're getting to here in Romans, as we're studying here in Romans. We're studying about our deliverance from sin and the victory that is available through the Lord Jesus Christ and obedience to the Word of God, if we will obey God's Word. Now, we're in Romans chapter 5 here, and we're beginning with verse 14 today, and I hope you will study along with us as we again look into the Word of God. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. I want you to notice that last statement. Now, I'm sure we're all familiar with Adam and Eve's being placed in the Garden of Eden and Satan tempting Eve and enticing Eve to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the one commandment that God had given them not to do, to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Satan enticed Eve and deceived her. The Bible tells us that she was deceived. Adam was not deceived. He knew full well he was doing wrong. That's why the Scripture tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, verse 12 of Romans 5, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sin and death came as a result of sin. Sin entered into the world, and death. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Now, these others that sinned, they had that sin nature. They did not partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had not sinned in the way that Adam and Eve did, but nevertheless, sin had entered in, and sin was permanent and was infecting every human being that was born with that Adamic nature. It's called the Adamic nature, the nature of Adam, that sinful nature that Adam had after he rebelled and disobeyed God. Thus, that Adam nature, that nature of sin, was passed on from generation to generation, and it's still passed on today as descendants of Adam. We all have been born with that sinful nature. And thus we see that even death passed on all of those who had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. But Adam is a figure of the one who was to come, who would set man free from sin. And so let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and study a little about who this figure was that Adam was a type of and a picture of. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you will notice with me, the Scripture tells us, beginning with verse 45, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Now, the first Adam was a figure of him that was to come, which is the last Adam, who was made a quickening or life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. The natural man, Adam, gave natural birth to his descendants and thus to us, and afterward that which was spiritual. Who is the spiritual Adam that he's speaking of? The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now he identifies who this second Adam is. This second Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was clothed in human flesh, who came and walked upon this earth, and who revealed and made available salvation through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That is, the second Adam made a way of deliverance from the sin that the first Adam had brought into the human race. Now notice, the first man is of the earth, earthy. That's the first Adam. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. That is, we were born with that Adamic nature. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. That is, that are born again with that second birth that the second Adam brought. Beginning verse 49, "And as we have borne the image of the earthy," and remember, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. He's writing to individuals who have been born again, individuals who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted Him as Savior. Now, you remember the scripture tells us over in the book of John, chapter 3, about a man who came to Jesus by night. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. John chapter 3, and beginning with verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, which can only be entered into through new birth, spiritual birth. It is a spiritual kingdom. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Remember, beloved, the natural man thinks in terms of the physical. The natural man thinks in terms of the natural. And so Nicodemus was thinking about physical birth. And he said, you mean I've got to go through the physical process of birth again? And Jesus answered, verse 5, verily, verily, are of a truth I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and that's the water birth, the natural birth, and of the Spirit, that's the spiritual birth, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The spiritual birth is the second birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's spiritual birth. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And so Jesus told him in verse 16, for God so loved the world, or the human race, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have eternal life. And Nicodemus believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus accepted Christ as Savior by faith. He accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior and was born again and helped to bury the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who believed in the resurrection and who believed in Christ as Savior and as Lord. And someday we'll get to meet this man Nicodemus, who experienced the second birth. And beloved, you and I can experience that second birth if you have not. I already have. Over 60 years ago, as a young lad, I realized I was a sinner. I realized that I was a son of Adam, but I wanted to be a son of God. I wanted to be born again by the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit convicted me of my sin, drew me to Jesus, and I well remember that day that I received Christ as my Savior and believed in Him and was born again. Till next time. Good.